Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Monday, July 8th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
It's very, very important for me to prove that fascism is not part of France.
French far right falls to third in elections and British Prime Minister to visit the North. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up, this morning. France faces political uncertainty after the far-right National Rally came third in the second round of voting in parliamentary elections. President Macron's centrist group Ensemble is predicted to be second. The new Popular Front, a left-wing alliance, appears to have won the most seats, but it does not have an absolute majority, meaning a hung parliament is likely. National Rally president Jordan Bardella says one day victory will be theirs.
I would like to tell you that my intention, in fact, is stronger than ever. I will be there. I will be there for you, with you, right until the victory. So this evening is just the beginning. An old world has fallen.
The new Green Party leader will be revealed this morning. Party members have been voting to replace the outgoing Eamon Ryan. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
It's minister against minister, Dáil against Shannon, Rodrigo Gorman against Pippa Hackett. Shortly after 11 a.m, the results of the electronic voting will be revealed and we'll know who leads the Green Party into the general election. It's been billed as a fight for the identity of the party, O'Gorman putting his cabinet credentials and crisis management up against Pippa Hackett, who wants to lead the party as a voice for rural Ireland. O'Gorman seen as the favourite, but so was Eamon Ryan in 2020 when Catherine Martin ran him to within just 50 votes. So the result is far from certain.
Keir Starmer is visiting Northern Ireland today. The new British Prime Minister is visiting regions in Britain and the North to try to improve relations between Westminster and devolved authorities. New Northern Ireland Secretary Hilary Benn says the new Prime Minister knows the region well.
Keir Starmer has a very long interest in Northern Ireland. He worked as human rights advisor to the PSNI and is very, very committed to a new relationship with the Irish government and the institutions being successful here in Northern Ireland.
Criminal barristers around the country will withdraw their services from the courts from tomorrow. It marks the first 3 days of withdrawal this month in the ongoing battle with government to determine the restoration of barristers' fees. A 10% pay restoration was announced in Budget 2024. However, barristers are looking for a return of full pay following cuts applied across the public sector back in 2008. Sean Geeran, chair of the Criminal State Bar, says the Justice Minister is aware of their concerns.
We know that the Minister understands our position and understands our frustration. As long ago as 2018, the then Minister for Justice accepted that barristers had met the condition for pay restoration. The current Minister for Justice has publicly said that there's no good reason why that shouldn't happen. The issue has been going on for a very long time now. There's really no way to deal with it in the same way that others providing important public services have been dealt with.
A second man has been arrested in connection with a €6.8 million drug seizure in Dublin on Friday. Around 343 kilos of cannabis herb was recovered from the Dublin 3 area. A man in his 20s arrested as part of the investigation has been released without charge. A file has been prepared for the DPP. The second man, who's aged in his 50s, is being held at a Garda station in Dublin as investigations continue. ActionAid Ireland's appealing for vital support for the people of Palestine. The conflict in Gaza is now running for 9 months and challenges of supplies getting through continues. With limited food, water and medical aid, the charity is reaching out for donations to help people in need. ActionAid Ireland CEO Carol Balfe says it's imperative to get aid to stricken areas.
For the people of Gaza, it has been 9 months of hell, 9 months of killing of children, 9 months of killing of innocent men and women, and 9 months of hunger and famine. And it has been very, very challenging to get aid into Gaza, which makes it all the more important that Irish people show their solidarity and give whatever they can.
Members of the National Advocacy Service are going on strike today in a row over pay. Workers say the dispute is over management's refusal to honour a pay agreement recommended by the Labour Court in January. Union members paused their industrial action on June 12th following a written commitment from management the agreement would be honoured. SIPTU's Brendan Carr says it's unacceptable for the state to renege on its promise.
We suspended our strike action because we got in writing from the parties that they would honour the Labour Court in full. When we went in to talk about the implementation of it, they told us they're not going to honour the Labour Court. The members of SIPTU here are adamant that they're not going to budge off those picket lines until we get a firm commitment from the Minister that she will fund this pay claim in full.
The in-camera rule in Irish courts is to be examined under a new survey launched by the Department of Justice. The operation of in-camera serves to protect the identity and privacy of certain parties and children to which cases relate. Research is being carried out to find out how proceedings can be better served and how it's experienced by those who have been impacted by it. Dr. Aisling Parks, Senior Lecturer in Law at University College Cork, explains how the study will work.
The in-camera rule itself, its scope and nature are ultimately very unclear. And this particular study is seeking to gain more of an in-depth insight into the impact it has in practice and exceptions to the rule laid out clearly in legislation. The actual rule itself is subject to interpretation, and that's something that we're hoping to uncover.
In entertainment news now, James Corden delayed the start of his own play on Saturday night so he and the audience could watch England's penalty shootout. He brought his iPad onto the stage at the Old Vic in London to stream the final moments of the game before the beginning of the performance of The Constituent. It meant a delay of around 15 minutes. Well, in sport, there'll be new All-Ireland Senior Hurling Champions this year. Cork beat Limerick by 2 points in an epic at Croke Park yesterday to end their bid to win a fifth consecutive title. 128 to 29 points was the final score at HQ, where Brian Hayes found the back of the net in the first half. Speaking after the game, Rebels manager Pat Ryan said their objective is now clear.
Look, I said this when I got into the job. Fellas asked me what is success in this job. If you're a Cork manager, you have to win in All-Ireland. Simple as that. If you don't do it, it's not successful. And look, there's been fellas go before me that have done fantastic things and got to All-Ireland finals and have been very unlucky in those days. But look, we judge ourselves in Cork and winning All-Irelands, and we need to get back to that.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.